brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I had a bankruptcy in 2021, and, you know, I'm debt-free. And, well, I'm debt-free after, you know, paying the KGB, I mean IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was one of the very few that had their public service. I work for the federal government, and I was one of the very few that had their loans forgiven. Mm-hmm. I worked for the federal government for 13 years, and I feel like a lot of shame. Mm-hmm. I feel shame about the bankruptcy, but then I also feel a lot of shame about the public service forgiveness in a way, because, like, I mean, I took advantage of the program that was available to me, and I, like, I'm proud of serving the government so long, but I guess I feel a little, I don't know. I tell people not to, like, count on it all the time, and that there's, you know, all the data shows that very few people are ever going to have it happen to them, and don't want them to count on it. You know, I just happen to be in that window where it worked for me, and so it's like I won the lottery, but I'm, like, ashamed that I won it a little bit. And
yeah, so Jennifer, I'm actually going to change direction a little bit. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah.
When it comes to shame, I can talk about it all day long. Mm-hmm. But lucky for you, you called the number where there's more than just academic answers.
Okay.
I actually think the person you want to talk to is Dave. He's been there.
Okay, well, see, what do I know? The guy with the PhD doesn't know.
I can talk about it, but Dave can talk from a lived experience, which is much more valuable.
So what caused your bankruptcy? Okay.
I made good money, but I have a disability, and I was only going to work like 2 weeks a month after my brother died. The disability became so extreme. All these medical issues that had come up. So even though I was following the Dave Ramsey plan, like,
Wait a minute, stop. What's the nature of your disability, honey?
I have major depressive disorder. And after my brother died, I became like suicidal, and it was real extreme.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so,
And you had debts that you couldn't pay because of that.
Yes, I was making bare minimum payments, and then I went to the bishop to even get help. So for a year, about 18 months, the bishop and I literally sat down at my church like every month, like, how can we dig you out of this hole? But the medical bills were still so high,
mm-hmm,
that I still couldn't, even though I had this big shovel, the medical bills just kept coming, and then I was really struggling to work over and over.
Hey, do me a favor, Jennifer. Will you take a real, real, real deep breath, as deep as you can.
Sorry.
Take it super deep, and I want you to hold it for 3, 2, exhale. There's a lot of people in the world that are giving you a lot of advice and running their mouth and telling you should be doing this, and Dave and I are not going to do that. We're sitting here with you, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to. I can hear you trying to outrun the shame in a circle right on the phone with us. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Here's the thing.
We're with you.
When I filed bankruptcy at 28 years old, the reason for my bankruptcy was I had borrowed too much money.
Yeah.
I had borrowed it in such a way that, mm-hmm, it allowed the banks to come and take my freaking head off.
Yeah.
It was my fault. I, mm-hmm, don't think a person who has issues with depression, becoming depressed after the loss of their brother, is something you did wrong. So
no,
my actions were
debt,
shameful.
You know?
Your actions were not shameful.
Well, I feel like the debt actions were shameful, that I put myself in such a bad position.
You were vulnerable because of that, but you probably would have made it without bankruptcy if you hadn't been unable to work for a period of time.
Yeah, the bishop said that actually when we sat down. I mean, every month he's like, if you weren't so sick now, I think we could help you. Like,
yep,
he was helping me,
yep,
even with rent, you know. But at one point he said, you know, tithing and the, you know, because we're stewards of the Lord's money, you know, he's like, this is a hand up, not a hammock. He's all, but every month I see that you're putting everything you can,
yeah,
into paying. He's all, but this, yeah, I think this might be our only
okay,
way
so
out,
let me
you
ask
know?
You this.
Yeah.
It's obviously the loss of your brother, that tragedy is in the rearview mirror. Are you doing things to deal with the depression issues?
Yes, what I did in my case was
I did some things to deal with my stupidity. And so I'm not going to make the same mistakes again, and therefore I don't have to sit and be wringing my hands about the shame of the bankruptcy. The bankruptcy in my case was caused by me. So there was shame. It was shame-inducing for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the way I dealt with it, to answer your question, was I said, okay, what steps do I have to take to be a different person that causes this to never happen again? If I take those steps, then the thing's in my rearview mirror. It's just one of the many stupid things I've done in my life that I don't have to do again.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, can we agree that sometimes you feel things and those feelings aren't true?
Yes,
okay.
That is true.
I know that to be
true. My therapist tells me that all the time.
I know, but listen.
Well, not all the time, but it does come up.
Here's what you're going to do. I want you to keep a journal with you of the things you feel. When you feel like you're taking advantage of folks and you feel like you should have, I want you to write that down, and I want you to hold it at arm's length and ask yourself, is this true?
Okay.
And I want you to be objective about it, because if you can't be objective, take it to your counselor and say, is this true? Because the answer is going to be no. But when you have a feeling and you begin to believe that feeling, then your body's off to the races.
Yeah. Zero shame. For the student loan forgiveness.
None.
And the shame on the any part you had with irresponsibility, you say, I'm not doing that anymore. Any part you had with taking on too much debt, I'm not doing that anymore. But the depression taking you away from work, I'm not blaming you for that one, kiddo. That one's in your rearview mirror, too, though. The beautiful thing about life is the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. That's called grace. Walk in that, kiddo. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.